Welcome to another episode of The Short Code, a podcast of wit and wisdom from the students of the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. I'm Dave Ettler. This time, a show that happened sort of accidentally. We usually like to have more than one segment per show, but our recording of The Short Couch with Natalie Ramirez kind of went long. More importantly, thanks to guests Jenna Leroy, Derek Fenchel, and Jeff Cagley, and Short Coat's host Jane Viner, it went kind of hilarious. So I decided it was a show all by itself. It's all coming up on The Short Coat.
Hi, this is Natalie Ramirez, and you're joining us for a second episode of The Short Couch, a advice column for medical students, by medical students and physicians. We always welcome your calls, and please call in anytime that you have a question. Today I am joined by Jane Viner, my co-host. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, yes. I'm Jane Viner. I'm a fourth year medical student here at CCOM, and today we're addressing an important topic, relationships during medical school.
So these people that we have to come speak today obviously have a very limited perspective, but we thought that we'd still ask them about their advice, seeing that they're all fourth years, they've seen a few things. Unfortunately, this show is going to be a little more skewed towards heterosexual relationships, but we would like to welcome anyone from the GLBT community to come speak about GLBT relationships within med school if they'd ever like to in the future.
Or feel free to call in to the Short Code.
I'm an M4. And I was at the All Med School Mixer on Friday, and I ended up meeting an M1 that I really started liking, and I started talking to and everything. And he took my number. We had a fun night, and we've been texting, and I think I want to go on a date with him and all, but I'm really concerned because I know that next semester I'm going to be doing M4 facilitation for all the PE skills stuff. And I don't know what my role might be in his curriculum, and I don't want to be a biased person, so I wasn't sure if professionally this would be allowed. Plus the fact that I am kind of working with some of the M1s. I'm not working with him directly, but I'm sure I'm working with people he knows and his friends. So I wasn't sure how this would work out on, I guess, the curriculum basis, if it would be okay or if this would be frowned upon. I would love to hear some advice you could give me on this situation. Thanks. Bye.
So if you take Grey's Anatomy for gospel, we should all have lots of stories about intimate rendezvous in the linen closets of the hospital. But alas, that's only true in TV fantasy land. Real-life romance in medical school plays out differently. And here today, we have some students to share their thoughts on dating in medical school. So would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, all you listeners out there. my name is Jeff. Can I give a last name or will they track me down?
Go for it.
I'll go for it. You guys did. I'm Jeff Cagley. I'm a fourth-year medical student, so I've been there. I've done that. I've seen it all. I am going to be going into radiology next year if anyone wants to take me, originally from small town Iowa. just trying to get through life at the moment. I'm not going to talk about relationships yet until after these intros are done, so I'll turn it over to my friend Derek.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Derek Fenchel. I'm a fourth-year medical student as well. Long-time listener, big fan of the show, big fan.
Well, you're glad
and
you're happy.
For the other 12 people that will listen to this podcast, let me just say you got some good advice coming your way, and thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by.
My name is Jenna Leroy. I'm a fourth-year medical student as well. Unfortunately, known these two for a very long time.
Intimately.
Yeah, and you guys are in for a treat today. I'm going into emergency medicine as well.
And which one of them are you dating?
That would be me.
Well, there was
currently
something we meant to tell you.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I've dated Jeff in the past.
No confrontations on this show. We're just here to share experiences. So if you guys had to identify what the biggest challenge to dating in medical school is, what would you say?
Jeff here. Obviously time. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised about that. Even the brainiest medical student is going to have to study quite a bit during those first 2 years. And then we have people on the other end of the spectrum like Derek who can just fly through. But Yeah, time. You're busy. A big time crunch. And especially if you end up dating someone outside of the medical profession, they aren't really going to know what they're getting themselves into initially unless they've had an immediate family member who's been going through the same thing. And it's a very variable kind of schedule that you have as a medical student, too. You can be insanely busy at times and then not busy at all at others. So it takes getting to know someone who's willing to be adaptable and change to your varying schedule, I think, is probably the most difficult thing that comes to mind immediately for me.
It's just really difficult to be hit on all the time. You know what I mean? Just constant. And I find that I really have to distance myself from a lot of the people that I run into because they always offer me drinks. No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I think you face a lot of challenges, George, but we had to hone in on
the two things that you need for successful dating. This is in my book, by the way. You can pick it up on sales, Walmart. You need time and you need money. And no one really has either of those things in medical school. So, yeah, like just what Jeff was saying earlier about time, it's nice to meet a gal and ask her out and say, hey, I can see you again in 3 months because then that's the only next Saturday or Friday night that I have available. And it's tough to kind of match people's schedules because you're kind of on a different time frame than everybody else.
And how does that affect if two people are in medical school? Jenna?
I suppose I have some experience with that.
Ooh, dirty laundry.
It certainly is. Time is the biggest problem. But like with anything, you just kind of have to make that your priority. I mean, medical school is always going to be up there first or second on your priority list. But if you make spending time with someone a priority, then it's doable for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you mentioned that you two are dating. So this is sort of interclass dating, but at the fourth year level, which is a little different. Mm-hmm. I bet a number of first years will probably listen to this because they're probably looking at somebody across the way thinking, should I date my anatomy lab partner or is that a horrible idea? So what do you guys think of dating within your own class?
I'll let the experts answer this one.
Dating within your own class. I don't know. I really never really thought about it that way. I don't approach dating or that in terms of, oh, is it convenient because they're in my class? You know, I think dating should be more based on your personality, matching up with somebody else, and if you care about the person and if you enjoy spending time with them, regardless if they're in your class or not in your class or not in medicine or anything like that. It's more challenging to meet new people, meet different people. And I mean, it's kind of a similar mix of people in medical school. People have the same personality types and things like that. But I think with any relationship, time is difficult, especially when you're a young professional kind of person trying to get yourself established in terms of job and money and things like that. I don't recommend it. But again, I wouldn't use that as like a top criteria for me on who I date. Is if they're in my class, it's more convenient, so I'll shoot for him or her.
I kind of like it because I like being able to come home and be able to talk about my day. Mm-hmm. And someone in the medical profession actually understands what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So the shared experiences, or similar experiences.
Yeah. That's kind of important to me because I don't know that someone else would be able to really appreciate that as much. Jeff, however, has the opposite perspective and never wanted to date anyone in medical school.
Well,
I asked him several times.
He said you just need to be a little more subtle with your tactics. I mean, you get kind of handsy there. It's bad.
I told him
big jukebox outside.
Yep, you totally John Cusack me for sure, man.
Kids call them.
So one of the concerns I always heard from a lot of people, which never really rang all that true to me, is people were scared to death to get into relationships with people in their same class because if there's a breakup, then, I mean, this is, it's middle school. Like, it's a tight group. Everybody knows everybody. Everyone talks about everything.
It's a small world.
Especially if the relationship ends on not the best terms, then that could be, I mean, that could create a whole lot of turmoil. It's easy for me to say I never had those concerns. I thought I could end a relationship amicably, but probably not if the situation arose. I'm not going to say I'm normal or anything like that. I shortly dated one person who was a class ahead of me at one point, and I don't know. For me personally, I think it's all of it. It's a taste thing for a big part. It's who?
Yeah.
No one.
All right.
I
don't tell me anything, Jeffrey.
I love a lot of my female classmates. Like, they are great people. I love being friends with them. I realized fairly rapidly that the personality of a med student female is great for friendship, but not so much for dating. I think. Well, it's that's to say
not
nothing.
Not everyone feels that way.
No, not everyone feels that way. Is that okay, Jane? No, I mean.
But that's your. I appreciate your perspective.
That's so my fault, Jane. That's not yours. That's my bad. It's you didn't like that? That's okay. I'm sorry. You have to know what you want.
Please go
though.
On. Please go on.
Yeah, you have to know
please
what you
go
want.
On, Jeff.
Please go on. Yeah, I got nothing more to add here.
So what is it like dating someone outside of medical school?
Oh, it's great.
I was seeing this girl for 3 weeks, but when she found out, she closed her curtains.
Thanks, Derek.
Zing.
I like it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Can you tell us about what some of the advantages are?
Sure. I kind of feel the opposite of how Jenna feels on this issue. I like being able to come home and not talk about medicine. Like, it's, God, I get enough of that during the day. I'd rather come home and talk about movies or what's on TV or what we can do for the evening, what she did with her day, because it is something different. I mean, when you're on a surgery rotation and you're just getting medicine for 14 hours a day, it's nice to come home and talk about how Kurt Warner really screwed up on Dancing with the Stars and how Bristol Palin should really pull her act together.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's Sandra loves DTTW. Wait, S something. DTWS? DTWS, that's what it is.
I'm horrified.
You should be.
Way to mask it, Jeff.
Way to mask it.
No one knows that you watch that show every night.
It's also nice to have someone with a schedule who's a little bit nicer than my own. Mm-hmm. So she has way more flexibility. And, of course, it makes me feel like the jerk when
ha.
I'm... It makes me feel like a jerk when I'm busy, but she's very accommodating of me, so that makes the time issue less of a problem. Derek.
Okay, great. So that's
No, wait. I'm not. No.
Are there any drawbacks to dating someone in medical school?
Say no.
No.
Jenna hits him.
Good spot. No. In terms of time again is kind of the thing, especially if you're on, you know, because some of these rotations are nights and weekends and different things like that, and so it's still kind of plotting out where you guys can have time together. Mm-hmm. So that's always an issue, but again, I don't think that's an exclusive thing to just people who are in medical school. I think that's, you know, anything now, any dating post undergrad, it gets a little bit more tricky with time management and things like that. Other negatives?
The match.
She's pretty domineering.
Oh, you just read my mind, Jenna. So we were actually wondering about that. So, you know, you date and you guys are fourth years and you're obviously going to, you know, be told where you're supposed to go in just a few months now. So how is that?
I think that that's like the biggest drawback in our relationship. I mean, we don't have problems. Like, we don't, like, come home and have to talk about medical school all the time.
You I know, don't know that much
yeah,
about it.
He can't, really. And we have to do a lot of scheduling. Like, we sit down and think about our schedules and schedule time, which is kind of odd, but the match is going to be the hardest thing. We decided not to couples match because we're going into the same thing, and it was we hadn't been dating that long, so we'll see what happens. I mean, luckily we're only going into like shorter residencies for 3 years, so.
But and again, and Jeff, you know, kind of comment on this too. The match with, again, any relationship. I mean, Jenna.
Regardless of that. Yeah, I mean, it's in medical school.
Medical school is a very temporary part of your life because at the end of it, unless you're staying in the same city and place, which a lot of kids do because their wife or husband have a job here and their kids are in school here and things like that. But even if you're just dating somebody in the community or regardless, it's very temporary 4 years and then you're moving on somewhere else for 3 to 5 years. And then if you do more education after that, it's somewhere else. And then if you do a job after that, it's somewhere else. So, so again, it's a challenge, I think, to every medical student. I mean, and even if you're just dating somebody and trying to coordinate with them as well on, well, if I go here, what's the situation there?
Mm-hmm. And it's an unusual scenario. Most jobs, you have some choice about where you go, but matches is a little bit more up in the air, and you don't necessarily know with confidence where you're going to land, so... Would you have any advice for first, second, third year students about what they can do or how they should negotiate that decision?
What decision?
To couples match or not.
Oh, to couples match or not. Oh, jeez.
Just hook up. To avoid dating. It really simplifies. No, I'm kidding.
Be lonely and sad and cry for 4 years and then get a job.
That's a terrible idea. Communicate. So I always say, and I'm stealing the line from The Simpsons where Homer Simpson says, alcohol is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. I replace that with communication. Communication, cause of, solution to all problems. Just talk about it. Know what each person in the relationship wants in the future. And probably both parties are going to have to make concessions to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you can come out on the other end of those concessions and still be happy, then it's worth it, for sure. So talk about it. Don't let anything be hanging in the air unsaid. That's my only advice.
Yeah, a lot of variables go into it. Like how, like where you want to, what specialty you want to match into. That can always be difficult if you know that you want to do a dermatology residency and your couple's matching. That might be really difficult. Something like primary care, that would be a lot easier. So if you're thinking that you kind of want to couples match with someone and both of you are doing primary care, then, you know, that's maybe something that you would think might be a little bit easier to do. And then just how good of a candidate are you? And if you have two good candidates, then it gets a lot easier as well to actually couples match into what you want.
I think the solution a lot of people came up with is sort of hedging on that issue is they apply to a lot of programs in the same large city. So they'll apply to maybe 5 or 6 different programs. Both people will in like Chicago or New York. Of course, it's harder to get into some of those residencies because those big cities have greater pull, but... Yeah. It's definitely something to consider.
So I was wondering, and this gets a little bit more personal for you guys.
Yeah. Do that.
Turn on the new music.
But so, I mean, what about, I mean, you guys are speaking and with really good advice, but just sort of about your own life. So, like, how has dating really gone through? I mean, how have you seen it, you know, first and second and third year? And
I cried a lot. That's it.
Okay. So I started dating my girlfriend between first and second year, and it's probably unfair how easily it's gone that entire time. We clicked immediately. She was very accommodating of my... What? What?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, easy. I just said like she's easy. No.
And accommodating.
No, not sexually. Very much the opposite in that department. But anyway.
But you guys clicked and had a connection.
Don't try and redirect it, Jane. Okay, we're trying to get off on a tangent here. And you're trying to be professional about this, all right? Just relax.
Jane is shooting daggers at us right now, by the way. So all you viewers out there, listeners. How'd it go? I don't know. It was normal. Like, we went on dates on the weekends. First and second year, I mean, at least, are people, like, listening to this outside of Iowa? Mm-hmm. Is that how that works? Yeah, rock and roll. So, I mean, we have exams on Friday, but really not a whole ton else to do during the week. So, our weekends are free. I had plenty of time to date. We had plenty of time to hang out during the weeks. I will admit, I'm not the biggest studier. Like, I'm really bad about that. So, I'm pretty much, I sacrificed good grades to establish a good relationship with my girlfriend, and I would do it a million times over again. It was totally worth it, and grades are for gunners. Right, Jenna? AOA.
Wait, what about, have you done anything in your relationship like that ever really bothered her about your sort of pursuing a medical education or... You know, ever kind of snapped at her or...
No, we don't fight, which is probably a bad thing. And apparently good relationships, people fight occasionally, which we like haven't had a big blow up. She hates it when I'm on like a surgical rotation and I work 16 hours a day, 6 days a week. She hates that, justifiably so. She just recently had to take a job in Des Moines away from Iowa City because she couldn't get a job here. And that definitely threw a wrench into our relationship, but we're getting through it absolutely fine. We just have to commute a little bit occasionally on weekends. What else did she hate about me? I'm possessive.
Looks, personality.
I'm narcissistic. I've got a giant
scar. Body odor
is
horrible.
I don't shave anything. Yeah.
You don't have a tattoo, but you do have a rash that has not gone away yet. Yeah. Shaped like Pennsylvania. For all our listeners out in Pennsylvania.
Wait, so what about you guys? What about you, Derek and Jenna? Like, how has it actually gone?
I'll go.
Oh, God.
I'll go. So I kind of had the good perspective of being single for the first couple of years. You know, I actually had a girlfriend first year. Then was single.
Prove it.
Yeah. Well, she. It was
we
one of those.
Never seen her.
One of those Russian brides you order online. Yeah, it fell through. And then you know, in a more steady, serious relationship. But the first year broke up with the girlfriend just because of time issues, and it was a little bit more difficult because she didn't live in Iowa City, so. Like, she would ask me, why don't you come up this weekend for a commute kind of a thing? And I just couldn't do it. So that kind of, again, was... And it was one of those carryovers from undergrad. Those are always fun. We all like those. So, I mean, because you're just in different places at those times. I mean, undergrad, you have a certain time schedule. And then, you know, medical school is kind of totally different ball game. So... and then was single for a couple of years, and I like that. I like being older, being single, because I know the games that girls play. You know, when you're going downtown and see all these 18-year-old, 19-year-old freshmen, I'm older now, a little bit wiser, that I'm able to pick up on some of the games they play. You know, like I go walk
so
into...
You have more mature perspective on who you choose to date.
I walk into a bar, and I'd see a girl, and I'd be like... Look at that girl trying to get my attention by making out with that guy. Don't worry, baby. I'll make my way over to you, you know? But I'm amazed, too. You know, like I said, I broke up with my girlfriend. I'm amazed about how far women will go to make a guy jealous. You know, one of my old girlfriends, she's now married, has 4 kids. Like, I'm not coming back, baby. You need to move on.
So you have a more mature perspective.
Don't, Jan, I'm still going. I'm not done. Yeah. No. So, and like I was saying before, dating's hard in medical school, especially when you're trying to break that I'm not going to date anybody in my class or in the hospital. You're trying to get outside of that realm. That's tough because, you know, the
Did
only...
Did you have that attitude for a while?
I would... I was going to make a joke. Not really. Like I said, I never really used that as a criteria. Like, my criteria for getting in a relationship with somebody was, you know, more personal things. Do we connect as a, you know, and are they smart and funny and really good looking? Your face, Jeff. I was going somewhere with this.
I don't think you were there.
Interrupted me.
What was the question?
Don't think you were.
So yeah, trying to get out, you know, date outside of medicine, you know, and even your the third and fourth year, you're in the hospital all the time too, and so there's a lot of inbreeding that goes on there. That's a good word.
We're
to
not
use.
Talking about going there. I mean,
that's where we raise Republicans, right? And then where I was going from that.
All right, so you were single for a few years and then obviously decided to date again. And then,
yeah, and again, it wasn't based just because it was convenient or that she was in my class or anything like that. It was just kind of a personalities connected kind of a thing. So.
And so how did that go? Is that going?
Jenna?
Tumultuous.
I'll let you answer that too. Just, you're on a roll.
It's been great. It's been great.
What the hell does that mean? It was a little.
Well, I mean, it's besides just the time stuff. I mean, other than that, I think it's been going real well, right? Yeah.
I can't hear you nod.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I
can't see her nod. So.
Zing.
That's funny.
Any personal perspectives on dating and how has that evolved through medical school?
Oh, geez.
So I had a boyfriend throughout college for a couple years that I dated into medical school as well, and he was a year behind us because he decided to take a year off between undergrad and medical school. And that ended basically because I'm, you know, ready to graduate and move on with my life and get really serious, and he just wasn't. So amicably ended, single for a short time, and then ended up with Derek. And that has been awesome.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, I mean... We just kind of have fun together. We make enough time to be together, and it's been nice. Don't.
Have you guys made any observations on your other friends and their dating lives?
I like to comment on all my friends personally right now, if I could. Let's get out the...
Can we get Paul Gelhaus first? No, I'm kidding. Paul's a good guy. Jane's laughing at that one. I struck gold.
We have some people. I mean, there's a good mix in our class. There's some kids who are married and they came in married.
So I'm trying to think, has anyone aside from you guys dated in our class? Well, I mean, they have at one point, but I mean, like, no one's still together, right? That met in our class and stayed together in our class?
One of them got married already, Elise and Matt.
Oh, Elise and Matt. Yeah, but they knew each other from before medical school.
I suppose.
I'm not gonna sit here and talk about certain people.
No, I'm just trying to think of examples.
But I think bottom line is, again, it's the formula is a little bit more complex, but I mean the result's the same. If you want to make the relationship work, you can. If you know, regardless if it's time's an issue or distance is an issue, it just gets down to communication and you know, just talking things out and how much you're willing to sacrifice to be in the relationship. So it's doable. I mean, you can start dating someone first year and it not work out, and you can be friends and happy people the rest of medical school. You can start dating somebody throughout. You can be married, you can match together, you cannot match together. I know there's an emergency medicine resident who works here, but her spouse or a significant other is down in like Kansas City. So she just front loads all of her shifts, and then the rest of the month she can travel down and visit him. So, I mean, there's no... I guess that would just be my advice is, you know, there's nothing you can't do.
Okay.
So
great. So
the more you
like
know.
The message is don't set limits, don't have unbendable rules. Communication is paramount, as is time management and a shared set of goals.
Right.
Great recap, Jane. Great
recap. I think
that's just on the test, everybody.
It's easy to do. It's easy to have a relationship in medical school if both of you really want it.
That's exactly what it comes down to. If it makes you happy and if you really want it, you'll find a way to make it work. You can find a way to make it work. I think another thing that I just kind of thought of, we're all going into specialties that, I mean, we'll have bad hours occasionally, but we're not going into the crazy neurosurgical specialties where we'll never be home. And some people are, and some people are married, and that's okay. It almost seems unfair to their partners at times. Like, it seems like your priorities are more towards work and less towards relationships. I realize that's not always the case by any means, but I think you definitely have to communicate to your partner too if they're not in medicine what they're getting themselves into as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a good perspective to get. You know, mm-hmm. some stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad who is, you know, having to go through these transitional points in their life without it being their choice or decision, and you know, that I think would be the harder job, is because you know, it's easy when you're both in medicine to understand, well, you know, Jenna doesn't have a choice on this. I mean, she has to work tonight and she has to do this and that, and I mean, it's the way the system is. But when you're outside of that, it's tough to kind of convey that and understand kind of the time constraints that come with it.
That's actually a fantastic segue to another part of the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We're all over it.
Next time, we're actually going to be speaking to some doctors, so maybe they can offer some advice to you guys on being married and being physicians. And so we'll get to hear from them next week.
Thanks very much.
I'm available next week, too.
Thanks very much to our
for
participants.
Talking more.
Derek Fenchel, Jeff Kegley, and
you're
Jenna
welcome.
Leroy.
You're welcome.
And to my wonderful co-host, Natalie.
You both look beautiful today, by the way.
Oh,
wow. Just wow.
We'll bring you guys back on. Don't worry.
Okay. Yes.
Well, that's all from the
Stay
shortcut.
Tuned for Jeff and Derek.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Short Coat. The Short Coat is produced by the Writing and Humanities Program at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine, with support from Medical Student Government. You can visit us online at theshortcoat.com, you can find us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, where we're known as The Short Coat. We also take comments and story ideas and the occasional rant from you, our listeners, via email at theshortcoats@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 347-SHORT-CT. That's 347-746-7828. That's also where you can submit a question for our advice segment, The Short Couch. The executive producers are Jason T. Lewis and David T. Etler. Our theme music is by Revolution Void from the album Increase the Dosage. Find them at www.revolutionvoid.com.